This is Gloria Moraga's One-on-One, a show designed to improve face-to-face communication in the digital age.
Take a good, long look in the mirror. How do you look? Be honest. When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you create better content. You do. Your interviews are better. Your videos are better. Your audio is better. Yes, your audio is better when you look good because you've got more confidence. I'm Gloria Moraga. Talking about looking good, not just on camera, but with all that you do and in life itself. Please subscribe to my channel. Okay, so I brought some tools. First of all, here we are. Here's the mirror. I have a really big one. Of course, I've got mirrors all over the house because, you know, that's how we are. You want to take a good look in the mirror and check out everything about you so that you're really looking good. First of all, if you're going to be on camera or if you've got a boss and that person is going to be on camera, tend to wear solid dark colors. Unless, of course, you have a signature color like me. Now, my signature color is red. I do wear shades of red. I also wear dark blue. Those are my signature colors. That's my palette. Because I look better in those colors. And if I look better, I feel better. And I always wear shirts without collars. Because, unlike Audrey Hepburn, I don't have a neck. So, I learned this a long time ago. So, if I wear open shirts, open blouses, it's not just to show off my, although I don't mind that either, but it makes my face elongate and I look a little better. Dark colors. For men. For women, you wear what makes you feel most comfortable. And that goes for men as well. Now, you don't want to look like a big slob, but you do want to be comfortable when you're doing your work, when you're creating, when you're on camera, or when you're directing somebody else who's going to be on camera, or when you're interviewing people for your podcast. So be comfortable. The rule in the professional world, and as you move up and as you go up, you want to always remember this rule. Don't dress for the job you have. Dress for the job you want. So you're going to dress up. If you want to move up in the world, you want to dress a little bit better than what you're currently doing. Okay, you can't afford it. All right, you get one or two outfits. That's it. And you use it. Okay? And you do it. Your makeup. And if we're going to do a makeup video, which I don't think I should do, I probably should get my daughter to do one. It would be like a two-hour documentary. Women basically know what kind of makeup they like and what kind of makeup they want to use. But you've got to work at it, okay? You've got to put on the makeup every day and you've got to work it out. Work with it. For men, there are two things that you need besides the mirror. You need a makeup brush and translucent powder. Translucent means you can see it through light. The powder, you brush it on with the way your face hairs lie down. You basically use this or shine. That's all you're doing, is you're helping the camera get rid of the shine. It's important because people, when they're on camera, they get a little nervous and they do sweat. The pores open up. You don't want to shine. So you keep your powder handy, you keep your brush handy, and you keep your mirror handy, and always be ready to touch up because it's very important not to look slimy. And if you look slimy, you kind of feel slimy, and then your content isn't as great as it could be. This stuff really works. I'm shooting videos for someone who's a professional. All these tips go out to them. It's like, do this, don't do that. You know, obviously the preparing and knowing what you're going to say. But really, someone was on a Reddit the other day and they asked about their shine. What causes that? Was it the lights? I will tell you, lights are your friend. The light rubs out a lot of your age, your wrinkles, impurities. If you have a good light, you need the translucent powder. You need it. And you should have somebody watching you and touching you up. So those are some tips on preparing a little bit, feeling a little bit better. And I really thought about doing this because I dropped the brush, because I got my hair colored. And when I got my hair colored, I went in, you know, all sloppy. I had just had my car trouble. I got my hair done and I felt so much better. And I felt lighter and thinner and I looked sexier. And I did a podcast
and my podcast rocked. It was really good. And I looked at my podcast statistics and it was like, wow, that thing spiked up like that. And I thought, wow, it's because I look so good. I'm Lori Moraga. Please subscribe to my content.